news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
You were told that Mr. Floyd died because his heart was too big. You heard that testimony. And now, having seen all the evidence, having heard all the evidence, you know the truth. And the truth of the matter is that the reason George Floyd is dead is because Mr. Chauvin's heart was too small.
And with that, the trial ends. Those were the final words spoken during the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin for the murder of George Floyd. Now, following 2 weeks of testimony and closing arguments on Monday, it's in the hands of the jury. The presiding judge, Peter Cahill, responded to a defense motion for mistrial over comments made by Congresswoman Maxine Waters Saturday night. Waters was in Minneapolis at a protest when she was asked what people should do if Chauvin is acquitted.
We got to stay on the street, and we've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational. We've got to make sure that they know that we mean business.
Some Republicans say she was inciting violence, but supporters say she was clearly referencing the civil rights movement's history of nonviolence. As for the judge, he said, no mistrial.
Well, I'll give you that Congresswoman Waters may have given you something on appeal that may result in this whole trial being overturned. Aware of the media reports, I'm aware that Congresswoman Waters was talking specifically about this trial and about the unacceptability of anything less than a murder conviction and talk about being confrontational, but you can submit the press articles about that. This goes back to what I've been saying from the beginning. I wish elected officials would stop talking about this case, especially in a manner that is disrespectful to the rule of law and to the judicial branch and our function. I think if they want to give their opinions, they should do so in a respectful and in a manner that is consistent with their oath to the Constitution, to respect a co-equal branch of government. A congresswoman's opinion really doesn't matter a whole lot.
A medical report detailing the cause of death of Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, who died the day after he engaged with the January 6th rioters, was finally released on Monday, but it's not what we expected. The report says that Sicknick had two strokes and died of natural causes? The finding may complicate prosecutors' case against the two rioters accused of using chemical irritants or bear spray to assault Sicknick. Another reason I'm seriously considering leaving Florida, the Trump impersonator posing as governor, Ron DeSantis, signed into law on Monday HB1. This new law, euphemistically known as the Anti-Riot Bill, is actually a direct attack on the First Amendment. Republicans claim the new law will combat, quote, public disorder. But it actually defines a riot as a public disturbance involving three or more people who, in the opinion of the beholder, are committing disorderly conduct. And it even grants civil immunity to anyone who might drive over protesters blocking the road. Yes, this bill gives license to vehicular manslaughter. DeSantis praised the bill's protections for, quote, all of the state's monuments, probably a reference to those honoring the Confederacy. Florida, indeed. Although much of the world, and certainly many here in the U.S., are acting as if we're at the end of the pandemic, new coronavirus cases are surging. India now has the second highest number of cases in the world, ahead of Brazil, which reported over 13.9 million cases. The U.S. has had 31.7 million. Meanwhile, the U.S. State Department announced it's updating its travel guidelines to more closely align with CDC recommendations. That means approximately 80% of countries worldwide will now fall under the highest travel advisory level, level 4, which means do not travel. From the Karma is a Bitch files, Ted Nugent. You know who I'm talking about, the guitar player, who spent the last year pushing his ridiculous coronavirus and anti-vaccine conspiracy theories. Well, Ted Nugent has now announced that he's got COVID. Since the pandemic surfaced last year, Nugent has described it as a, quote, scam, ridiculed mask wearers as sheep, and proudly announced that he would never take a coronavirus vaccine. But he went on Facebook Live on Monday, complaining to viewers, quote, "I've had flu symptoms for the last 10 days. I thought I was dying. I was tested positive today. I got the Chinese shit. I've got a stuffed up head, body aches. My God, what a pain in the ass. I literally could hardly crawl out of bed the last few days." Science, Ted. Trust the science, moron. Well, we're learning more about the gunman who authorities say shot and killed 8 people at a FedEx facility last week. An Indiana prosecutor says shortcomings in the state's red flag law allowed the 19-year-old shooter to legally purchase 2 assault rifles, even though his family previously had a firearm seized by police after the shooter's mother told law enforcement that she was worried that he might attempt, quote, suicide by cop. The shooter was put on immediate mental health temporary hold and taken to a hospital for evaluation. One of the responding officers said that the shooter had been browsing what can only be described as white supremacist websites. Officials still have not identified a motive in last week's shooting. But police in Texas and Wisconsin on Monday arrested suspects in 2 of the other recent shootings across the country. The Sheriff's Department in Kenosha County, Wisconsin, said one person had been detained and would be charged with first-degree intentional homicide for the fatal shooting of 3 men in a bar near Kenosha. And police in Austin, Texas, arrested former deputy Stephen Broderick on charges for a Sunday morning shooting that left 2 women and a man dead. Broderick was taken into custody after a resident called 911 to report seeing him. And remember the alleged school shooting in Tennessee last week in which the student with the gun was the only one killed? Well, today we're learning more, including the fact that Anthony Thompson Jr., a 17-year-old black high school student, did not shoot an officer before police killed him inside a school bathroom last week. Stay tuned. And in a surprising but welcome move, the Supreme Court on Monday rejected requests to hear 3 challenges to a federal ban on gun ownership by people convicted of driving under the influence, making false statements on tax returns, and selling counterfeit cassette tapes. The High Court gave no explanation for its refusal to hear the appeals, but it did mark the latest in a series of cases in which the Supremes, despite the newly strengthened 6-3 right-wing majority, has declined to hear cases addressing gun rights and disappointed Second Amendment advocates who had hoped the court would steadily erode restrictions on guns. Another big day for NASA as its Ingenuity helicopter successfully completed its historic flight on Mars and landed safely back on the surface. And finally, former Vice President Walter Mondale has died at the age of 93. Mondale served under former President Jimmy Carter from 1977 to 1981. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.